My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
In the news of the morning, unfortunately, Michael Hall Jr., now according to reports, Browns are aware of the situation, but the Avon police have booked Michael Hall Jr., Browns second round draft choice from Ohio State and Streetsboro, on domestic violence charges. That's what we know right now, and as we learn more details about this, we will share them with you. The Browns statement: we are aware of the incident involving Mike Hall Jr. last night. Mike and his representatives have been in touch with the appropriate authorities. We're in the process of gathering more information and will have no further comment at this time. So we'll see what the Browns do. We'll see what happens here with the legal process. We've talked about what it might mean for the team defensively. I think they have plenty of depth at defensive tackle. Will the Browns stand by him here? Dan and I think so, yes, because they have a history of standing by guys who have had incidents pop up. They have a history of giving guys second chances and have not been shy about bringing guys to the team who are getting second chances. And as you said, Malik McDowell, I've said Kareem Hunt, Deshaun Watson. So we'll see what happens there. But scream suspension. We'll see again, but history tells us the NFL jumps in even if the legal process does not.
Right, and the Browns are in the midst of, they've said in their statement, as Jeff read, they're doing their investigation at this time. He has been, Mike Hall Jr. has been booked by the Avon Police Department. You know, all of that stuff that's involved in there involving this dispute. The Browns do not need to do anything roster-wise right now.
No.
Until the league makes some kind of a ruling and the league does their investigation and everything else that follows it, then the Browns may have to make some kind of a move. So right now, we're kind of all in a holding pattern until we find out what's going on, and we're all in a holding pattern until the league decides to make a decision. This isn't going to operate like college football where the school is going to step in and do one punishment and then the NCAA might overrule that. That's not where we are. The NFL is going to make the ruling on this, and I have a feeling the Browns are going to do their own investigation. They're going to look at things through their own lens, and the league is going to do theirs, and the league will make a ruling, and we go from there.
We will keep you updated. If there's any new information on this, we'll share it with you. We're not going to talk about Mike Hall getting arrested for 4 hours today. Mm-hmm. So as information comes available, we will pass it along to you. We'll keep you updated on everything going on. So there's that situation. Yesterday, the folks from Cuyahoga County, Executive Chris Ronayne, and the head of Cleveland City Council had their press conference. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and they basically defended their reasons for not wanting the Browns to leave the lakefront and be part of a dome situation, taxpayers not involved with the dome. The gentleman who spoke yesterday think that they should stay at the lakefront, renovate this stadium, and move forward. You heard every bit of what was said yesterday. We ran like 5 minutes of it yesterday. You heard every bit, Dano.
Yep, I did.
Sadly. You poor son of a gun.
Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Renane also spoke with Cuyahoga County Councilman Pernell Jones Jr., who is also the president.
Council president, yeah.
The council president of Cuyahoga County, which, say that five times fast.
No.
They spoke yesterday involving the stadium, everything else. Chris Renane, the Cuyahoga County executive, did the majority of the speaking. Basically started off, you heard a little bit of this with Jeff and I. This is the main talking point that came out of the early part of this until the questions started kicking in.
Okay. That's great. If you need a campaign, what is it that you're campaigning for?
That was my question.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that kind of came out of this whole thing that led me to want to ask more questions to what the county is thinking,
yeah,
and everything else involving it. But they are very much, we want to keep the stadium in downtown Cleveland. One of the big reasons being they have seen the proposal that the Haslams have put forward, and these are their thoughts on the proposals.
Okay. I've received emails from people screaming about, okay, Jimmy's a rich guy, he should pay for the whole thing. Okay, that makes that maybe that happens. But we know how pro sports works. And you can point to other big cities that have had owners pay for the whole thing themselves. The only one that really pops into my head is SoFi Stadium with Stan Kroenke. In Dallas, Jerry Jones did receive public funding for a lot of the stuff that he did down there. Other situations, it's unlikely that something gets done here without public funding. Do you agree, Dano? I mean, let's be realistic about this.
It's going to be very, very unlikely it doesn't get done without some kind of public funding.
I would think that there will be public funding involved. And if there's not, then everybody's just going to, if the Haslams decide they're going to do all this on their own, well, then everybody's just going to have to shut up. Sorry.
Exactly.
You know, if the Haslams want to tell everybody where they can go stick it, they can just pay for it. And is that possible? I don't know. I don't know their finances. We know they've got a lot of money. We know that money's never been an issue with them.
Right.
Ever. And it's interesting to me that there are enough people screaming about it to get all fired up about this. But money's never been an issue with them. If they're looking for public money to help build a new dome stadium, okay, fine. Maybe they can get it, maybe they can't. And if they can't get it and still want to build it, maybe they bring on some business partners who want to invest, some real estate investors, something else, and they do their whole big complex out in Brook Park.
Right.
If they don't, here's the one thing that I want to go back to with Renane and Jones about this, is this thought. Who thinks putting $1 billion into the stadium on the lake is a good idea? I mean, who thinks that's a good idea? And where did that even come from? As I've said all along on this, and I'm sincere when I say this, if you just want to go watch a football game, there's nothing wrong with that stadium now. There's nothing wrong with it now. Is it perfect? No. Well, we spent 60 years in a stadium that wasn't perfect, and we finally replaced it. But everybody talks about the old stadium and the memories and the great times and everything else. The place was a dump. I loved it. I thought it was great because I was going to watch a pro sporting event. I was going to watch baseball. I was going to watch football. I loved the place. I didn't care that the urinals were troughs. I didn't care that the place was old and antiquated. It was where I went to watch pro sports. If you want to watch the Browns, you can go down to Cleveland Browns Stadium, and it's just fine. I would think $1 billion into that is a bad idea, which makes me think that maybe spending an extra 1.4 on a brand new, and it's not my money, again, who knows, public funding, whatever else, the difference between what's been floated, $1 billion to fix it, and 2.4 to build a new one, well, that sounds ridiculous to me. Why would you not just try to find another huge sum of money and build the new one? But that's, you know, I'm no financial guy. That said, can you fix up the current stadium for several $100 million and it gets another 10 to 15 years of life out of it? Because Dan, even if you put $1 billion in it, in another 10 or 15 years, people are going to be screaming for a new stadium.
Right. Because we see this all the time with all these different places that within, it's new and shiny, it's new and shiny. Oh no, we need more.
Right.
You know, it's,
I mean, a $1 billion fix to that place isn't going to give it another 25 years of life.
No.
at least in the NFL today, where things just change like crazy.
Well, and this is the big part of this. And to me, this is one of the best things about Cleveland and also one of the worst things about Cleveland.
And by the way, Mary Kay Cabot was going to join us. She's obviously working on the Mike Hall story. Might be able to join us later in the show today.
Right. One of the best things about Cleveland, one of the worst things about Cleveland coming together is something that Chris Ronayne hit on, and it's the history of Cleveland and where everything sits there. And Chris Ronayne really made sure to hammer home
County executive,
thank you. Really made sure to hammer home how important it is for the Browns to come back to their history in downtown Cleveland.
The history goes back to 1999
yes.
at Cleveland Brown Stadium. It doesn't go back any further.
But the county executive will tell you that it's been there for 100 years. That okay. there's been history okay. there for 100 years.
On that plot of land, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but not in that stadium.
Exactly.
And again, the stadium is just fine to go watch a football game in. Does it lack charm? Does it lack character? Probably. But how many football stadiums have charm and character? Baseball stadiums, it's a different story. You know, baseball stadiums are kind of quirky and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Football stadiums, to me, have always been functional.
Yeah, some of them are that way.
It has to be.
Like Tampa has charm and character because it's got the giant pirate ship in the back that everybody can play on. Lambeau, because it's so old. You could throw Soldier Field in there before
until they ruined it.
Exactly, before they wrecked it, you could have said Soldier Field.
And again, that went so well, they're building a new one.
Exactly.
I mean, there is a shelf life on some of these things.
Trying to think
especially
of the,
in today's NFL, where economics demand more from their stadium because teams want to use it as a tool to make money.
Well, right, because you only have, 8 scheduled? 9 scheduled, I should say, home games in a given year.
Right.
So you have 9 things that stadium is used for its, I don't know if you want to call it primary tenant, and you need to find something else to do or else you end up where Cleveland Brown Stadium is right now, which is I got 9 things that are written down on the calendar that we for sure are doing, and then I hope we could fill more days to make this building worth it in doing something else besides allowing people to shoot wedding photos in it and prom pictures.
And as an open-air stadium on the lakefront, that's my point. A dome stadium, you're going to be able to use a lot more. An open-air stadium on the lakefront, you're not. So why don't you just leave it as a football thing and not spend $1 billion to renovate it?
Chris Ronayne has a lot more when it comes to renovating and the plans and all that kind of stuff, and we'll get to those in a little
bit. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.